Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call, tape number 244, God's Appointed Pastors. And he gave some to be apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Ephesians 4:11. No religious organization today is complete without its pastors. But although it is a biblical term, still the word pastor, as it is used today, has been changed greatly by centuries of tradition. In fact, the pastors of today bear little or no resemblance to those of New Testament times. What does the word mean? Well, any good dictionary will give as its primary definition a shepherd. And then secondly, from that use, a clergyman or a priest in charge of a church or congregation. The Bible largely agrees with these definitions. The word in the original language that is translated pastor in Ephesians 4:11 is used dozens of times in the New Testament and is usually translated shepherd. So a pastor is, first of all, a shepherd, one in charge of a flock of God's people. Jesus Christ is chief shepherd of the flock. He said in John 10:11, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." Peter said of Jesus in 1 Peter 5:4, "When the chief shepherd shall appear, he shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away." But under Christ, God has also appointed what might be called sub-shepherds to watch over the flock of God until Jesus comes again. But who are these men, these God-appointed shepherds over God's flock of people? The 20th chapter of Acts gives some vital insight into this question. The Apostle Paul was traveling back to Jerusalem after his third missionary journey, and as he drew near to the city of Ephesus, verse 16, he sent to that city to call the elders of the Ephesian church to him for a last word, Acts 20:17. The word in the original language used to describe these men, translated elders, is the word presbyteros, from which we get the word presbytery. As Paul spoke with these elders, or presbyters, he encouraged them in Acts 20:28, "To take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers." The original word here for overseers is sometimes called bishop. It is the word episcopos. But Paul went on in Acts 20:28 that they were to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. The original word translated feed is sometimes translated tend, and sometimes by the verb to shepherd. It is the word poimen. It is the verb form of the word for shepherd or pastor throughout the Bible. Now, what does all that say? Simply this. The same group of men were called interchangeably elders or presbyters, overseers or bishops, and were told to shepherd or pastor the church of God. Note, these men were not preachers. The Bible never uses any of these three words in describing preachers, ministers, or evangelists. A preacher and a pastor are two entirely different works in the Bible. Acts 14:23 says Paul and Barnabas ordained elders in every church. Note the plural use of the word. In every case, elders are spoken of as a group of men, not just one. Compare Acts 11:30, Acts 15:4, and 15:22, Philippians 1:1, and Titus 1:5. The Bible also gives very strict qualifications that a man must meet before he may serve as an elder or pastor. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and Titus chapter 1 say that a man must be, among other things, the husband of one wife and having believing or faithful children. That in itself eliminates unmarried men from serving as pastors. Read the rest of 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1 for the full list of qualifications God has given. So, the Bible concept of pastors is miles apart from the general practice of today. Preaching the gospel is a full-time job, and shepherding the flock is another full-time job. No man can do justice to both at once. Modern preachers would do well to be content with the titles that God has given them, that of preachers or ministers or evangelist, 2 Timothy 4, 1-5, and the work that goes with it. To do otherwise and assume a title God meant for another work is to reject the Bible as our guide.